From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leaders of Israel and the U.S. meet in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to find ways to cope with a toughening security environment in the Middle East.
There's no foreign leader who I've met with more frequently, and I think that's a testimony to the extraordinary bond between the United States and Israel.
The two leaders have often had a fractious relationship, and their meeting was the first in more than a year. Two Americans who were among those killed at a police training facility in Jordan on Monday were monitors with DynCorp, a U.S.-based security and logistics firm that has a contract with the U.S. government. A U.S. State Department spokesman says two other American trainers were wounded in the attack. A Jordanian government official said a South African trainer and two Jordanians were also killed. The UN's top diplomat in Somalia said Monday the country is well advanced in its transformation from a failed state to a recovering one. Nicholas Kay spoke to the UN Security Council, and Margaret Bashir has a look.
In his final briefing to the council after more than 2 years as the UN's envoy in Somalia, Kay said the country is moving away from the chaos that defined it for more than two decades.
At last, Somalia is facing the problems of a country coming together rather than falling apart.
Kay noted work on organizing the country's numerous regions into states is slowly progressing and urged a swift conclusion to that process. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, her political party, has won the first seats in what is expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections in Myanmar. This is VOA News.